Chapter 8, Enjoy Being a Girl, Inside and Out. It's often said that it's a man's world, particularly in the workplace. Now, I understand why people say it, but I don't agree. It's not a man's world, it's God's world. As women, we have to live in it and work in it. There have been a lot of changes since the 60s, and hallelujah for it. That time wasn't all good, nor was it all bad, but it did make way for change. There's better pay, more equality in the workplace, yet there's still room for improvement. The story is often told about Mary Kay Ash, founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. Briefly, it was in the late 50s and early 60s. She was a single mom raising her children. She had to work to support her family, and it was difficult. She tells a story about how her company paid her less than the men, yet they would bring in a new man for her to train, and then that new man would get the next level position. Unfair, right? Right. There are many stories like that. You may have heard them, you may have lived them, or you may be in that situation right now. Certainly, there are still unfair situations out there. Here are my thoughts. You are still you, the beautiful female that God created. Whatever career choice you've made, you don't have to become a man. Ladies, we are strong. We can multitask better than most men. We can handle so much. God truly designed us differently than a man. So instead of fighting it, embrace it. Now, I caution here, be careful not to use your wonderful female features to manipulate. This can be a fine line. We may have to be tough in certain situations, but let's face it, God made us tough. Think of those Israelite women wandering for 40 years. That was no easy job. How about the pioneer women? Really, that took a lot of guts. We bear children. Our capacity to organize, our vision, our flexibility are great assets, and we need to use them. It may go back to your own definition of being a woman, being female. Femininity, what a word. If saying the word makes you shudder, hang in there with me. Let's talk about it for a few minutes. What does this word mean to you? I found some women love it while others don't like the word. I even had one woman tell me she hated the word. Here are some of the responses I received when I asked them, what does the word femininity mean to you? Do you feel feminine? Yes, I was taught to be a lady, pretty, fresh, and I like to look my best, says Barb. I think it means strong and confident. I love being a girl, being feminine, and making others feel good about themselves, says Carla. Ladylike, not big and loud, dress nice and take care of yourself, says Dean. I don't like the word. It makes me think of being dependent or play at being dependent. Also spending money on treatments and shopping and spa, says Diane. Then Toby says, it's knowing who you are, getting through the day, identify with yourself. Janice says, I think it means embracing being a woman, not a bully, looking nice, having good manners. Laura continues, we're on the softer side, caring, a sense of humor, being all put together. Marilyn says, I don't have a good feeling about the word. It reminds me of Prissy or Scarlett O'Hara. But I love being a woman. I just don't like the word femininity. I think women are caring, loving, and can be free to show our emotions. Mickey says, most women I know are genuinely feminine. They are intelligent, caring, and not full of pride or ego. To be feminine is to give up your life to the qualities and the sensitivities of being female. Penny continues, I think being feminine is our inner emotions that we have, the softer, gentler side that can touch others deeper. Rosa says, it's being the woman God created you to be, the beauty He created with all the grace and all the tender qualities of Himself. It's a blessing, maybe not every day, but still a blessing. Once He finished woman, He rested. Everything was perfect. We were His crowning glory, so to speak. Soraya says, it's having confidence. It's an attitude, charm, respectful. Barb says, I think there's power in being female. I appreciate being a girl. I was raised with mostly boys in the house. In 7th or 8th grade, we did a musical and they did the song, I Enjoy Being a Girl. I love dressing up. So, what does it mean to you? You've heard a variety of answers. Do you agree with any of them? How did it make you feel when you heard them? There's no right or wrong answer. For most of us, our answers depend on how we were raised, our family makeup, for instance. Maybe you were the only girl in the family with several brothers, or maybe you had all sisters. Your response may be from abuse or neglect while growing up. Most importantly, I think it's crucial for you to realize what you think and what you believe it's all about. Once you're able to look at it, be fearless in this regard, then you can decide what you want to do with it. So now I ask you, what does femininity mean to you? Take your pen and paper and write it down. Just take a few moments. Femininity, what does that mean? Next question, do you feel feminine? If so, why or why not? What makes you feel more feminine? Are there times when you feel more feminine? Again, write it down. Next question, do you enjoy being female, being a girl? Why or why not? Take a few minutes and answer these. Again, just push pause, write down your answers, make a couple little notes, and then come back. Okay, let's start at the beginning. Male and female, God created them. Child of God, what an inheritance. When we wholeheartedly accept this, it can change our life.
For us as women, it goes deeper. You are a daughter of the King, a princess in his court.
And wow, isn't that amazing? Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. What is his image? What is his character? Your answer will depend on your concept of God and who he is in your life. The Bible tells us about his character. He is love, trustworthy, creative. He did create the world, after all. He creates, therefore we are creative. We have great capacity to love and to be loved. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. We are born out of his love, to know love and to be loved. Begin with loving yourself. Love the person God created you to be. He loved us so much that he gave his only son to come to earth and give us eternal life. Jesus came for you and gave himself for you, me, for all of us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. We have his goodness inside. He also set each of us apart. He has plans, a purpose, and a hope for you. Jeremiah 29:11, we've said it before, but I want to repeat it. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Ephesians 2:4 says, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Here is a short list of the names of God that are most familiar. Creator, God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh means our provider, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Rock and Fortress, Prince of Peace, Strong One, Most High God, Shepherd, Father. The list is mostly masculine characteristics. As God, he has both masculine and feminine traits. He is the best of both. We usually think of the masculine traits and we use the male pronoun he. Let's look at what Scripture says about the feminine and nurturing traits. Isaiah 66:13, he comforts his people like a mother comforts her child. Isaiah 49:15, like a woman would never forget her nursing child, God will not forget his children.
Deuteronomy
32:11, God is like a mother eagle hovering over her young. Luke 15:8, God seeks the lost like a housekeeper trying to find her lost coin. Psalms 22:9-10, Psalms 71:6, and Isaiah 66:9 say God cares for his people like a midwife that cares for the child she has just delivered. Hosea 13:8, God experiences the fury of a mother bear robbed of her cubs. Then in Luke 13:34, Jesus longed for the people of Jerusalem like a mother hen longs to gather her chicks under her wings. You may want to do a search of your own and see what other verses you can find. It's always worthwhile. You are unique and gifted. We each have different measure of talents and characteristics. We can handle so many things at a time. We can think, process, and act in a moment. We are blessed to do this. My sweet husband Bill has a way of saying, if it weren't for women, we men would have never crossed the Mississippi. I love what Pastor Eric D. Niles has to say. Quoting him, having four children of my own, I've seen firsthand how uniquely gifted women are to nurture as I've watched my wife care for each of our babies. Women are specially designed with heightened capacity for care and relational tenderness. And who would ever criticize a mother's child in front of her? They had better be ready for Mama's wrath. Likewise, when we think of God's love for those who are reconciled to Him and Jesus, we not only think of a strong, protective, and wise Father, but we can also bask in His tender, nurturing, comforting care, seen most beautifully in a mother's love for her child. What a dynamic God we worship. Amen. Not only that, but did you realize that God created the world for you? This was a new thought for me. I've read Genesis many times, but just recently realized this truth. A friend of mine, Julie Garrow, wrote a Bible study called Follow the Light, which I mentioned earlier, and she illustrates this concept. Hang in there with me, and it may surprise you. Let's take a short walk through Genesis. Here is an outline of creation. The first day. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. On the second day, God separated the land from the water, and all the firmament called heaven. It was good. Third day, vegetation, trees, plants, according to their kind. It was good. Fourth day, two great lights to rule the day and the night and the stars, and it was good. Fifth day, filled the waters with living creatures and birds in the sky, every living creature that moves according to its kind. It was good. Sixth day, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth and everything that creeps on the ground according to their kinds. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created them, male and female He created them, and God blessed them. Now, catch this, and it was very good. Every step of creation brought it closer to us. Each day was preparing for His ultimate creation, us. Think about it with me. In order to exist, we needed everything that God had created before He created us. We need the animals. We need the vegetation and the water. We must have the sun and the rotation of the planets to live in this world. All of creation was put in place for us. We are His love, His heart, His beautiful creation. God is at work in us and for us. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures that talk about that, and you can look them up on your own. Romans 8:38-39 says, you are deeply and completely loved. 1 John 2:12, you are totally and completely forgiven.
2 Corinthians 5:21,
when God sees you, He sees the righteousness of Jesus. John 3:16, you mean the whole world to Him. Song of Solomon 4:1, He thinks you are beautiful right now. Romans 8:29, He is committed to your restoration. Hebrews 13:5, you are not now, nor have you ever been alone. When we can accept and believe how much God loves us, we can begin to love ourselves and in turn begin to love others. We don't need to get approval from anyone. Just believe what God says. He created the world for you. He gave His only Son for you. Therefore, you have value. You are worthy because of Him. We don't have to be perfect. There's no way we can be anyway, so let's just stop trying. You are you, unique, beautiful, daughter of the King. You have everything you need, if only you will believe. From Mary Hollingsworth, Hugs for Women, she says, through my divine power, I have given you everything you need for life and godliness. Don't limit me to your previous experiences. I want to do new things in your life. My plans are far beyond your wildest dreams. Love, your faithful God.